Okay, and his third question, he wants to know, can you pay zakat to people who commit shirk?
Okay, that needs some detailed explanation. Because number one, among the eight categories of the zakah recipients, verse number 60 of Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, to the end of the verse, doesn't include any non-Muslim. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh when he advised him as how to approach the Yemeni people who were Ahlul Kitab at the time, he said, inform them about the zakah to be taken from the rich of them and to be repaid to their poor. So the pronoun is to the Muslims. Okay? But if you mean that Muslims who are practicing acts of shirk, that also needs an explanation, because it depends. Because riya is some sort of shirk. It's a minor and hidden, it's a hidden and minor shirk. Okay? So if this is the case, you will find people definitely committing and practicing a lot of shirk. So, if somebody knows what he is doing is shirk, then I would rather make my payment to a poor person who is close to Allah, who is religiously practicing, and my money would help him to be a better individual. I would not assist a person who deliberately challenges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sitting partners to him in worship. If I tell somebody that he can never invoke anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his mind is like deadlock, he insists on praying to the dead. And he goes, instead of asking Allah, he goes to the peer of such and such, and he asks him or her, or the idol under the dome, that he asks him for help, for a job, for marriage, for a door, for whatever. Such person, no. I'd rather assist another person. There is another case, which is al-mu'allafati qulubuhum. There are people whom would like to attract them to practice the deen. They're ignorant. They don't know. And they're involved in shirk activities. So this is one of the means, such as if the masjid or the association in a charge of distributing the zakat. People would come in order to collect their payments, whether on monthly basis or annually or whatever. Why not invite them as well to attend sessions or classes? So this way, I attract them to attend, and I pay them, and I support them. So if this is the case, even if they were involved in, you know, what's called shirk activities, in order to clarify that to them, and in order to educate them, they are also considered as al-mu'allafati qulubuhum, so it will be permissible to pay the zakat due to them.